shit! It's Spider-Man!
Smokes and road beers, be quick.
I have no fear of opponent in front of me. But I am very self-sufficient that they do not bother me. And that should I fight, should I do anything, I have made up my mind and that's it, baby. You better kill me before.
Take your shot, fun boy. You got me, dead bang.
The smack up in here, y'all gon' make my fingers snap. Up in here, why should I battle a crusty old man when you can't even defeat a little weak beat a pan? You're lucky this is only a beatbox battle, cause in a real battle I would make you feel rattled. Look at him, he's only got one planet, I got the whole galaxy uninvited.
There is a crazy evil thing who wants these keys.
Calling all movie buffs, cinema lovers, and film fanatics, welcome to the Silver Screen Savers Podcast.
I'm Michael Gallup.
I'm Matt Sturdivant.
And I'm Tyler Sutkus.
And we're a show for movie fans by movie fans.
Every week, you can catch us discussing the world of cinema, including dissection of films both new and old, our takes on what's to come, career retrospectives of the most prolific names in the business, and much, much more.
Listen in via your favorite podcasting apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and more. You can also join the discussion and leave suggestions for future content by writing to us at silverscreensaverspod@gmail.com, following us at screensaverspod on both Instagram and Twitter, as well as liking us on Facebook at Silver Screen Savers Podcast. We'll see you at the cinema.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Ready. Shit, I forgot something. Yep, here we go. Boom, boom. Anyway, so folks, I forgot to hit that button. But anyway, it's Dre from Tattoo Squid Podcast here with Michael, Matt, and Tyler from the Silver Screen Savers Podcast, or the Triple S, I would call it, the Triple SP. I don't know if they want to use it, but you know, see what happens. But say hello to all the fellow fans and fanatics out there.
Hello. Thank you for having us on, Squid. We're fans of the show, so this is great.
Yeah, and it's like a, it's kind of like a little party, you know. Not really a party, but when I do my game show, then it's going to be a party. So, but yeah, I think I have you down on the list, too, I think. We call for that, the game show thing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we call it, so, folks, if you haven't noticed or not noticed, I mean, if you haven't known, we call it, I'm going to be doing a Season 3 game show. You know, there might be a tux, I don't know, but maybe it's a little, you know, squid tux, I don't know. We gotta figure out what's going on with that. But anyway, it's gonna be like a movie game, and it's a synopsis of movies of descriptions. So you describe, you know, I read the description of both movies, you gotta figure out the both movies and tie them together into one crazy phrase. Yeah, so let me give you a synopsis, I guess. All right, I use this all the time, but this is like the easiest one I could fucking remember. A guy and his dog drive around in a Winnebago searching for a princess and bringing the heir back to their planet, while Christopher Walken is flying around looking for people for his tournament. So now you have to figure out the two synopses of the movies.
And could you repeat that for me?
Okay. guy and his dog.
Okay.
Ride around in a Winnebago to save a princess to retrieve the heir to bring back to a planet. But Christopher Walken on another side of the galaxy is looking for people for his tournament.
I'm going to say Marley and the Extraterrestrial Princess Bride in the Dead Zone. No, knowing that's incorrect.
No, you're way off. Let's say, here's a hint. Opposite of Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Well, okay, now that I need the wrong one. How about a really turned down Mel Brooks. Let's just say Mel Brooks.
Oh, Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the second movie.
Spaceballs of Fury. Yeah, there you go.
So something like that. It goes like the last word of the first phrase to the beginning of the next one, or it could be a couple of layers that go with that whole thing. So it's a little complicated, but I mean, not complicated, but it's easy if you know most of the movies, and then you get it like really quick, and there's points. Right. And there will be points if you know the year that the movie is made, or, you know, certain other things. And if you had to use, like, say, the hints, then we, you know, deduct a point. Yeah. You know? So it's a learning experience, but we get it down. Yeah. So, and then there's going to be like about 20, now 30, I guess, participants. So.
That's now awesome.
So now I gotta like put the whole me and my girlfriend make the brackets and see who's gonna go against who. So anyway, so let's talk about shows. Now you guys have the Silver Screen Savers podcast, which what does it entail? Mostly if fans that doesn't really know, or you know.
It's an all-encompassing movie podcast. So what we generally do is week to week, we often discuss a new release, but with that, we'll do a list. So for instance, we've done like our favorite book to movie adaptations. We've done Star Focus. So we just did a huge Tom Cruise pod, anything like that. And we're going to be doing retrospectives. If you're a movie fan, I would say check us out. And it's also a great place to hear about some stuff that you may not have otherwise heard about or seen.
Oh, nice. You know, because what movies have you, like, you know, though I guess you've seen the Top Gun movie, I guess.
We have.
You know, I haven't seen it yet because I'm waiting for it to be on TV as it is. Because, I mean, I like going to movies, but I don't know, spending the money, you know, and then you want to have the food, and the food adds on to it. So the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to pay like $30. Oh, I forgot about food. There's 60 right there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know? And then somehow you get the stomach aches in the middle. And you're like, oh my God, I had too much. Yeah. But how can you have too much? I don't know. Just don't have any burritos, folks, like I did. So.
Can I say this about the burritos? Is that you were telling us before about the burritos, about your regular Taco Bell, and they didn't know what you wanted. You got to go there and say, this is my regular order, and you're going to call it the squid, and you're going to put it on the menu. The only issue would be people would now think that Taco Bell is serving calamari.
You never know. They might put it in there. You know, they'd be like, let's try some seafood. I'm just putting it in there, you know. Especially when you get drunk and you have to go to the Taco Bell, you're like, I don't know if I want this. You know, it's like, it's very fishy, and I just drank a whole bunch of liquor. You know, so it's like, wow, everybody just switched like places. They're like, listen, I'll sit over here. You know?
Yeah, and Matt's just gone right now. I'm not sure where he is.
I think we talked about Taco Bell and he had to go to the bathroom. So.
Yeah.
Like, son of a bitch, they just talking about, and I gotta do number two or number one, doesn't matter which one it is, but
yeah,
either way, it's gonna be messy. But yeah, any favorite movies between like the three of you, or individually, you know, you have like favorite movies that you Like, you get home and you're like, I'm going to watch Risky Business? Nah. You know, like that kind of thing.
I mean, I love Risky Business, but Tyler, I know what yours is. What is it?
You do know what mine is. It's Fargo. 1996, Coen Brothers. That's my favorite movie of all time.
Fargo in Alaska, I believe. Yes, it's in Alaska. Well, it's snowing. It kind of reminds me of 30 Days a Night, you know.
That's true.
You know, because they were in, we call it, in Alaska with the 30 Days a Night, vampires and all, but Fargo is way different than vampires in Alaska.
A little bit.
they might throw some shit in there. Matt, what happened, man?
I'm so sorry about that. My Stop and Shop order came, and I had to get it, and my dog is freaking out because of it.
It's like, Dad, some fucker's outside. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, and there is cursing on this, folks, so don't worry about the whole shit. You know, we can curse and whatever, and if not, YouTube will say you fucked up. So, then I won't be on YouTube. Well, but
fair enough.
Yeah, I'll just do Anchor, and they don't care. They just go on there and let it done. But, all right, so we got Fargo, and what about, so Matt, we were talking about, like, favorite movies that you would come home to and say, hey, let me go watch this.
For me, The Departed is one of those that I can rewatch over and over.
Ah, there you go, an Irish fucking killing scene. Yeah, with a whole bunch of star-studded casts.
Yeah. We're from Mass, so it's kind of like anytime a movie is set in Boston, it always gets a little extra edge, at least in my book.
Nice. You know, it's like, especially with Long Island, where I come from, you know, Long Island, I think they talk about Long Island ducks. But then they showed, we call it, you know, the Mighty Ducks, you know, from Minnesota. Yeah. But they should make another one.
They should. I agree. Matt, have you ever deciphered what Baldwin is saying in, like, his brief stint of, just, like, rambling? What the fuck is that?
Sign language.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear you now.
Oh, sorry. I had you on mute still because my dog was still barking.
Yeah.
Myself on mute. Sorry about that. I'm not sure. I mean, it was probably about as decipherable as what I was just trying to say before I turned my mute off. So,
because it's like the most pleasant "fuck yourself" that I've ever heard. He goes, "Ah, fuck yourself." Yeah, so it is
true.
It's such a sweet "fuck yourself."
And then he shot somebody. No, it's okay. Yeah. So that poor girl. No. No. Wait. All right,
now I'm talking mass.
Yeah, we could. I'm like, I might be far off on this. I don't know if she's alive or dead from Alec Baldwin shooting the prop gun.
Oh, yeah,
she passed away.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry for the families. I'm truly sorry. I don't like to, I just didn't, I don't read news. You know, I just get the news from what my girlfriend said, and she's like, hey, Alec Baldwin shot somebody. I'm like, when? With a prop gun. I'm like, it's like fucking Bruce Lee, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the Bruce Lee, you know, folks, if you don't know what that means, it means that Bruce Lee got shot on set with a prop gun that had some bullets in it, like real ones. Some could say that Brandon Lee kind of followed in the footsteps, but it wasn't shot, but, you know, he was dead, like, on, you know, doing the scene of The Crow. So, but that is going to be an interesting father and son duo in the episode arts. But have you ever seen well, obviously everybody has seen Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee, I guess, you know, but, you know, that would be cool. And actually they have a daughter as well. Not they have a daughter, but there is a daughter involved. She did, what the hell is that? It's a TV show. It's like in the early 90s or late 90s. It was all about martial arts, obviously. But it had some stars. It's like a kind of, how should I say, it's like kind of like a Power Rangers kind of feel, I guess.
Oh.
They're in like a tournament. They're walking around, you know, they're talking to each other, but they are, you know, in the tournament against each other. But they have like, you know, oh, here's the guy that has the tidal wave move and, you know, earthquake kind of thing. You know, one of the guys was in Mortal Kombat. You know, not the newer movie, but the more cinematic part, you know.
Right.
So, you know, he was in that, the long dreadlocks. Not dreadlocks, but the long, kind of like dread, you know, very muscular guy. We could, you know, he was playing, you know, fighting, Sonya. We caught, in, on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody remembers the scene, I don't know if I got everybody's attention on that one.
Yeah. Are you referring to WMAC Masters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you looked it up, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah, but I was going to do the same thing too, but I'll be just sitting here going, I don't know what to go on here. But anyway, yes, the mass, you know, WMCF, WMasters, there we go with that. But that is a good show, actually. When you're younger and you're watching this whole stuff, and it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then all of a sudden you get old, you're like, the fuck was I watching? You know, but, you know, Bruce Lee's daughter was a host, and... You know, I don't know where she's at now, but, you know, who knows? She's probably doing some kind of show that we don't really know. Or a movie, you know, for that matter.
It's tough because those kind of shows make you want to fight when you're a kid. Or it gives you fantasies that, like, you are the world's ultimate fighter. And then you get bitch slapped once and you're like, I don't ever want to be around violence ever again.
An actual experience of yours?
I'm just saying, you go, I'm good with my juice box here. You guys can do whatever you want to do over there.
You're like watching the thing. You're like, I could do a lot of damage with this pen.
Yeah.
Where's that bully? You know, and all of a sudden after you go over there and it's like, you know, holy shit. I didn't know it was going to fucking hurt. It didn't look like that on TV.
No.
It's like how you watch, you know, Gladiator, like the early Gladiator show and all that, where, you know, the muscle guys are like really like throwing those guys around like, hey, stop doing that, you know, and then they're ready to fight, and but then, you know, they calm it down. They're like, listen, you're not going to get your money. Oh, okay. All right, we'll behave. You know, fucking Gladiator's got their money already. It's in their bank account. They're spending it on the hookers and the drugs. And Hulk Hogan came by and remade the whole motherfucking thing.
He sure did.
Yeah, but it was actually, all right, I'm going to say the word, entertaining. So, you know, it was entertaining to see, you know, them. They were still doing the moving around, you know, the obstacle course kind of thing, but it's more higher up and more intense. So, you know, it was a... I was like, wow, this is pretty fucking cool. But yeah. Then they only did, like, what, two seasons, I guess, or something like that. But speaking of superhero-ish kind of people, what was your superhero kind of characters growing up?
For me, it was Spider-Man always. I don't know if you guys have ever seen me, but I look somewhat like Tobey Maguire. So there was an easy identification there. Also, I just think Spider-Man's 1 and 2 are the two best superhero movies there have ever been.
Wait, hold on, I'll be like the director. I'm like, okay, hold on. Yep, I see you being Tobey Maguire.
Yes. Yeah, not that I'm a dead ringer, but we're of a similar type.
No, I'm constantly out with you, and people are like, oh my God, it's Tobey Maguire.
Hey, Tobey, I mean, hey, get over here.
I think more nowadays it's like, oh, it's Tobey Maguire.
Hey, that's kind of cool. It's Toby.
You know what, though? I feel like you guys have similar mannerisms, too.
Perhaps.
True.
I do like to randomly scream if you ever listen to our show.
But doesn't everybody? You know, we all just, like, start screaming for some reason. Yeah. Like, it's fucking Friday! You know?
Yeah.
I used to have a megaphone we call it when I start doing my video stuff. You know, I'll just turn it on, go, you know, do the siren, and like, oh shit, did I wake you? Okay, cool. You know, and then they just like look around and I'm like, and I had all the horror stuff in the background. But anybody else, what's their favorite character?
That was Batman. I love Batman.
Now you're talking about like, what was your favorite Batman actor, you know?
So I grew up with voice actor.
Anybody get that?
Not me.
I thought that was me.
Kevin Conroy as the animated series. What? Did I? What happened?
there was some laggage.
You went with Batman, and then you were going to go with the actor, and it just went.
Oh, yeah. So you guys froze on my screen, so I thought it was okay. So oh, I'll
you,
repeat
you
myself.
You see it going like this?
No, it was literally just frozen.
Actually, what's funny, I was doing a podcast with I forgot what the guy's podcast name was, but something Bus Russ or something. He always makes a, and he was talking about Doom. So all of a sudden it was like me and this guy from Trash Panda, you know. So we're like sitting there and all of a sudden we're talking and he's talking, and next thing you know we call his thing fucking, you know, froze. So he was like this, like, you know, the whole time. And then we're like, oh, okay, I think he's still frozen. All right, we're gonna take over the show right now, you know, while he's trying to get unfrozen, you know, by Mr. Freeze, you know. And then all of a sudden he just shut off, and then everything went back, you know, and came back on. He goes, I had a little technical difficulties. I'm like, yeah, we kind of noticed. You're like this, like, you know, stuck on a wall. But all right, so what was it, the character, the actor of Batman?
Oh, I was saying I grew up watching the Batman animated series. So oh, Kevin Conroy, okay, as the voice of Batman, always be my Batman.
Oh, so not like the Batman movie cinema.
You know, they have so many actors that, like, you can put anyone in Batman and I'll watch it. So, like, I don't know if I have a regular live-action Batman.
I think Michael Keaton would be the one, you know, because now they got him going into the Marvel MCU, I guess, from what I heard. You know, it could be some talk about it. So, Matt, what's yours?
Mine was going to either be Spider-Man or Batman. It was kind of split between both in my childhood. I did enjoy at least when I was a kid, I enjoyed the live-action Fantastic Fours from like the early 2000s. I didn't think those were too bad. They've not aged super well, but...
Oh, the one with Jessica Alba?
Yeah, in early Chris Evans. And
I was finding that a little bit weird, because if you follow... And I know you guys like read the comic books when you're younger, like we all did. You know, Fantastic Four, Ghost Rider, you know, X-Men, X-Factor, anything... You see how the movie comes about, and I'm like, okay, Sue Richards, she's a little older. I know they're trying to sell the movie. And they're like, hey, let's get Jessica Alba. No problem. Put in some, like, you know, tight tights. It'll work. You know, and then you get Chris Evans, and he'll be, you know, the Human Torch. And Chickless, you know, and he'll be the Thing. And that other guy that just is all rubber. Yeah, you know, which is a bad movie as well, but I'm not getting into that. Anyway, so, yeah, but Fantastic Four, you know, but give me your take on how you have actors playing superheroes. Like, say, Chris Evans, for instance. He played the Torch, right? So now he's playing Captain America. Now, if anybody that's into comics like I am and you guys, and, you know, do you care what they do? They're going to play like a different character? Or I think it's kind of confusing to the younger kids. You know, like, you know, he was the Torch. Why is he Captain America? And then you got, you know, who else was like different? You got Ryan Reynolds, but, you know, he was making fun of the shit. So, you know, he was Green Lantern. Yeah. But then he played Deadpool. He goes, don't give me the suit and don't make it green. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, like, holy shit. But he made fun of the whole thing. But there's certain characters, you know, that transcend into a different thing, you know. Like, what's that guy's name? Nicolas Cage, you know, playing Ghost Rider.
Yeah, well, it's funny because both the Evans and the Reynolds thing with Green Lantern and the first Fantastic Fours is that they're both somebody going from a primary property, or at least a version of that property that just didn't really totally work, yeah, and then moving to something really successful. I've told the story on our show of how Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, I was a kid when that came out, and that was the first movie I ever remember just sitting there in the dark of the theater, and I went, I just want this to be done.
You could have just walked out.
I was like, everybody else I couldn't drive. I was a child.
I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go next door and watch Care Bears. Okay. Yeah. I'm actually, or we're like when we're younger. Like, listen, I'm gonna be next door. Well, what's the movie? Debbie, and she's in Dallas. Okay. Yeah. So. You know, that was my favorite movie, actually. So, anyway. But, you know, Debbie does a lot of Dallas scenes, you know. So, the Cowboys. But, anyhow. So, but Green, mine is, all right, mine's, like, technically one of a group. Not a group itself, but Colossus. Because, okay, you know, there's other people that are like, oh, I want to be like Wolverine, or I want to be like Superman, or I want to be, you know, like Batman or Spider-Man, or yeah, even Fantastic Four, you know. But I like the thing where it's like, you know, not the thing, but I like the, you know, Colossus, where he is human, can walk around. When it comes time for battle, there's the metal, just, you know, and then you're all ready, and then you grow about like 7 feet tall, you know. And then the girlfriend would be like, looking like, holy shit. You know, it's like, stay like that when we get home.
Yeah, is that a turn on or a turn off to be made completely of metal? I don't know.
Especially when Deadpool said, your poor wife.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Cockshot. Yeah. Oh, now, man, I want to watch Deadpool now. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. But, so... Anything, whatever thing, like music-wise.
You're the music man.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because we don't get to talk about music a whole lot on our show because obviously it's a film podcast. But
welcome. Yeah. So, you know, but what kind of music, you know, goes through the minds of, you know, the silver screen savers?
So for me, Matt, I'm a big alternative music guy. Usually I'm an emo music guy, but I'm also into like metal and metalcore and genres like that.
Absolutely, yes. Or
unfortunately like genres where all of the musicians are either aging very rapidly or they're deceased by now. You know, I love a lot of classic rock. I love Motown.
Okay, cool. So you're like an all-around kind of guy that you listen to everything almost.
Yeah, true. I just kind of happen to like the music that's older, but not in like a music today sucks kind of way. That's just kind of what I gravitate towards, which is unfortunate because when you want to go see a show, you know, it's very difficult because a lot of these people don't tour anymore. But it works out sometimes because sometimes you'll get like, it'll be Def Leppard and Poison and Journey all in one tour, so it'll work out sometimes.
Yeah, especially the ones that said, "Oh, we're retiring," and then 4 years later, we're back on the road.
Yeah,
Motley Crue, you know, Poison, you know, Ozzy Osbourne.
Kiss does that a lot too. I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, Kiss. Yeah. You know, they're like, should we do the makeup or should we do not? And I was like, I don't know. Gene, what do you want to do? Well, it's good marketing skills if we wear the makeup. Yeah. Oh, there's a funny story about Gene Simmons. For me, I never met the guy. I've watched his TV show, you know, Family Jewels.
Right.
On A&E. Not trying to promote anything, but I was living in Pennsylvania, and it all started where I'm watching an episode while drinking like a 24 case of beer, and just astonished that you can go and get ordained as a minister by just going online, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought they were like celebrities, so they're, you know, somewhat like, oh, okay, I got the money. You know, I'll buy all the shit and everything else, and I don't have to worry about anything, you know, and I get it done. And so, like I said, there was an episode where the girlfriend said, kind of, you know, wife and her sister go to like a spot, and then they every time they go somewhere, they run roughshod over everything. You know, they're just like, you know, turn on the water to the bath and it overflows downstairs, and somebody was going to get married and their dress is all fucking done. Anyway, so they buy the dress for them and they do this and do that, and the girl gets ordained as a minister. And I'm like, they're sitting on my couch, drunk off my ass, and I'm like, ordained as a minister? Huh, I wonder if I can do that. And I go right to the computer, you know, it's 2:00 in the morning. Case of beer right next to the, you know, the computer stand, you know, or hell, I had the case on top of the computer stand, and I'm like, because I didn't want to bend down to get the, you know, damn thing, I just want to have it right here on eye level and go, ha ha. But, yes, folks, I was an alcoholic back then. But then, you know, I go on there, go on the computer, check it out, okay, cool, and I put my name in there, and I figured, oh, by the time I get down to the end to buy all the shit, that's all it needs to be. Well, the next thing you know, it's like, congratulations, you're ordained as a minister. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? And I'm like, okay, this could work out. It could be a good gig. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, I'm tattooed as it is, and I'm like, I don't know if they're going to let ministers have tattoos. But then I thought about bikers. They do have ministers. You know, Jesse James, minister, you know, and then, so then I went to a friend's house, and then they're like, so what happened? How's everything going? You know, did you have fun last night drinking your beer? I'm like, yeah, and I'm a minister. And they're like, wait a minute, whoa, rewind. Yeah. It's like, you, a minister, oh great, the gates of hell are going to open, and... You know, and I'm like, it'll be fun. You know, the devil will come around. And I'm sorry for people that are, you know, religious. I don't do any religious stuff, but this is just funny shit, you know. You know, the devil could come up and say, hey, got any beer? You know, and, you know, see what happens. But...
that would be the day when the devil has to resort to coming up to earth.
See, I guess it would on a Tattoo Squid podcast.
I guess it would all be warm down there, so maybe he has to constantly refresh by coming up here.
Yeah, and then also like, oh, hold on, let me go back down and grab a skull, and I just put it in there and start.
Yeah, drinking.
Yeah. But
the Earth is the devil's cantina.
You're like, hold on, I'm going up to the Minister Dre's, you know, formal ceremony, and I'm gonna have some nice old lager, you know. Maybe a couple of shots of Jägermeister. Yeah.
I like it if the devil likes Cosmopolitans or something like that.
Next on the scene of South Park. But what, that's another question. What is your favorite drinks? Like alcoholic drinks or whatever, you know?
That's for you too.
Do you guys drink, we call it, while you're doing your podcast? Or you're like, listen, it's going to get in the way?
I find some of our best episodes are recorded after I've had a few drinks. So at least for my lines. I'm a big craft beer guy. I'm actually drinking a local to Western Mass brewery right now. Shout out to 2 Weeks Notice Brewing Company. It's actually a collab they did with a pop punk band from Boston called A Loss for Words. It's a peach pale ale. It's pretty good.
I like the name of it. Like 2 weeks. It's like, you know, how, you know, everybody does that with their job. Hey, I'm giving my 2 weeks. Yeah. Hey, here you go. Here, take a beer too while you're at it. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I believe that's the story. Like at the story, I guess the guy, the owner of the brewery, I don't believe I've met him, but the story I've heard is basically he put in his 2 weeks notice at work to start this brewery.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing myself a squid kind of like liquor. I don't know. I was trying to. Everybody else is trying it out. I don't know how to name it because they got Kraken. You know, so.
Oh, squid ink.
Yeah. Then they got squid ink too. And, you know. Oh. So I was like, I don't know, maybe. Black moonshine. I don't know. So I'm still working on it. You know. Hey, I got you know, shower curtains, so I'm good, you know, for, you know, go to my store and you'll get shower curtains, bath mats, towels, you know, everything for your house needs, you know, and your accessories and accessorize and shirts and all that stuff, you know, stickers and mugs. Oh my, there goes a promotion for, like, you know, everybody else, like, hey, what does he sell? Back mats, shower curtains. Which I have been told by my girlfriend that when we go and get our house, there's a, you know, it has a shower curtain of a cheetah, you know, and she goes, okay, we're going to have to change that, and we are going to change it to, and all of a sudden I'm like, yes, the tattoo squid shower curtains.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. I've been wanting to do that. She's like telling me, like, no, we're gonna have it in your podcast room. It'll hang up over there. Now, it's gonna come to fruition, and I'll sit there. You know, like, I'm in my bathroom. Yeah, you won't be seeing this stuff behind me or that. You'll be seeing the actual thing. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and so, which I think it's like $51. Yeah, I don't know, give or take. Yeah. But it'll be great for your bathroom, and then your wife looks at it and goes, "What the fuck is that?" You know, wife, girlfriend, whatever. You know, mistress. You know, because there'll be times where now I got one that has like my own face as a character. You know, and just stand like that with a voodoo hat on like that, and just standing there like this, staring at you while you're taking a shower.
Can I pose a hypothetical? If you have a wife and a mistress, or a husband and a mistress, and you come home one day and you think they don't know about each other, but you catch the two of them in the act, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it depends on who you ask. No, because if you go and say the mistress and said wife, let's say, they're going at it or something like that, it's like, so we're good? And then, you know, your wife turns around. No, you cheated on with her. What? They'll turn that shit around on you. And you're like, no. No, you. Listen, I'm making sure this is okay. And then she has to leave. You know. Yeah, you are going to sleep on a couch. You know. Next to Marmaduke. Right over there. You know. So. That would be my thing. Because I'd be like, oh, shit. Okay, I don't know. That wouldn't work for me anyway. So, I'm a one woman guy. I'm like one of those guys that's a dime a dozen, or a dime bag, or whatever. So, but what goes on with Silver Screen Savers? Any new projects? Any new things that's coming out that, you know, want to plug?
I mean, right now we're still pretty new, so we're trying to really keep up with our current schedule and release at least once a week, if not twice.
Yeah. And well, how new is new? Like, what, like, you started like basically everybody else has been saying it, you know, they started like last year or 2019 or 2 months ago.
So we started in November of 2021.
Oh, okay.
So just over 6 months. So last year, yeah. It's been a fun ride so far, but we're really just trying to work on consistency. We're slowly getting into the TikTok game. We're slowly gonna start getting into some video content.
Yeah.
We have some concepts boiling, but nothing set in stone yet.
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing would be if we want to hear from the people. Like, if there's stuff that's coming out that you want to hear us talk about, if there's old stuff you want to hear us talking about, any sort of thing like that, any content you're hoping for, that would be awesome.
What you mean, like movie wise, or just like TV series?
Yeah, movies, or even we could even start doing some Q&As or stuff like that. Anything like that, that'd be fun.
I say you should start with like Clue.
Oh, like the movie Clue?
Yeah.
Should we talk about every one of the endings?
And if it was like this.
Yeah. You guys want to hear something sad?
What, that 1 + 1 + 1 = 2? And no.
I used to play the game Clue by myself in my bedroom, and I would just make up like different endings with all the characters.
What were the endings? Just straight up, this character murdered this
guy. Yeah, I want to hear this ending.
There would be like chases. So if it was like Professor Plum, I'd be like, oh shit, he's getting away in the observatory. And I think eventually they would catch him. I don't know.
They can't get out of the house as it is.
Yeah.
They got the tunnels. You know, watch out for the Asian cook. Yeah, they were just like, or I was partial to the maid, so you know, it's like I was just here, not in the northern room. You know, I tried to do my kind of accent of whatever she was doing, but it was a good star-studded cast. I mean, you know, especially with the star of It. You know, the mini series, but you know, that one's like my favorite. They got the movie It 1 and 2. I'm like, okay, you want to make it bloodier? That's fine. You know, I like my the mini series. That's scary enough as it is. You know, people don't even like clowns as it is.
Yeah.
Which I have a gripe about clowns. Like, wait, 1, 2, 3. Like maybe 5 years ago, I think. It was like, I don't know if this happened like all over the country, but there was a time where people were dressing up like clowns way before Halloween came around, and then they'll stand by the side of the road and start going, or go by the schoolyard and like, hi, and then look and just pull out like a knife or some shit or whatever. I'm like, those motherfuckers made it worse for me, because I wanted to dress up like a fucking clown, and I couldn't do it because I'm like, it's not on site. You know, because then I went to my girlfriend's house, we called when I was going out, where she was like dressed like a witch, and she goes, I thought you could be a clown. I'm like, I was going to get shot, you know, because over here want to go and stand by, you know, being a, you know, the child pornography kind of people they are, standing there going, come on, kids, I got candy. Yeah, come on, yeah. And they make it so bad for everybody else to have fun.
Yeah.
Some bitches. Anyway.
You know.
I think you're going to tell the same story there, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I remember I was in college when that happened. And like there was like a thing that there was a clown spotted on campus. There was like a campus-wide search, people everywhere. Cops were like rounding up weapons from people and stuff. That was a nutty fucking time.
Was it like the Halloween Kills ending?
Oh. Basically, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
They're circling
like the
around him.
Like, give
like
the bat.
Yeah, like I'm just gonna hit him, and fucking him again. And then Michael Myers is like, I got you worse. Now it's my turn.
Yeah, he feeds on fear or whatever their explanation was.
He feeds on evil.
So now we're on the subject of Halloween. You know, what do you think of the last, you know, the Halloween ends? Do you really think it's going to end?
No, that's the thing about slashers, is there's such a depreciation of the characters, because you know that one or two people is going to survive in the end, and then at the very end, their hand is going to reach up out of the grave or whatever. I'm going to guess no, but like there's a depreciation there.
Yeah. But anybody else have any, you know, theories about it? Or
I feel they're gonna be like, oh, he's dead, and then either post credits or the end, his eyes are gonna open.
Yeah, it's gonna be like one of those like Marvel. You know how Marvel has like you watch the movie and then the credits go, and then all of a sudden at the end, because you know everybody else is gonna be fucking leaving the theater. You know, like, well, there's nothing here, you know, and then he's still alive. Wait, there's gonna be another one. You know, there goes another fucking $5 million or $2 million or $2 billion or whatever how much they're gonna charge now. Yeah.
With some theaters, they've been talking about dynamic pricing now too, where like depending on how big the movie is, they're gonna chart theaters are gonna start charging more versus like smaller movies.
Hmm.
I'm not a fan of that at all.
I like the, you know, I like the small theaters, you know, because it's more enclosed, it's more personal. You can just sit there and, you know, instead of like every Tom, Dick, and Harry just fucking walking in there and, you know, like, they're all, like, yelling and screaming, like, would you shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Move here.
Every Pee Wee Herman who comes in there trying to have a good time and...
What the fuck, Pee Wee?
You know, why is your hand sticky? It's the buttered popcorn. It's the buttered popcorn. I swear. Yeah. Oh, Pee Wee. Yeah.
We're still wondering who that one person was that was in the dark theater and looked over and saw that and was like, is that Pee Wee Herman?
Hey guys, Pee Wee Herman's jacking off in here.
It would be even worse if the TV was right next to him with the, you know, the guy with the genie outfit on.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, Pee Wee. I'll make sure it's good. Yeah.
Maybe it was an inside job. Maybe Large Marge told on him.
Oh, shit. He said inside job, and I just, you know, the guy's in the TV. Oh, boy. It's an inside. He's doing an inside job. That's what they used to call it.
Yeah.
You know, now they call it blowjobs. Anyways. But Pee Wee is. And is it really like Pee Wee? If he's like jerking off, is he Pee Wee? We don't know.
Do you mean, are you questioning if he was in character?
With his red bike with the line on the front.
I was just looking for my bike. I stumbled in here.
I sold my bike for tickets.
Yeah, that's the epilogue to his big adventure.
That was the, I think he's, what was the phrase that they say? It's like he's compensating for something. You know, he's got this big bike. And oh, Pee Wee. I was like, imagine Elvira just walking in there, because they're like friends, like off screen.
Yeah.
You know, but they're in character. They just like, you know, they'll stand there and it's like, hey, Pee Wee. And all of a sudden, like, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to get in on the word that's been, you know. But, you know, another thing, like, you know, what do you think about Elvira coming out?
Power to her. Love Elvira. Whatever makes her. Yeah, love her.
Yeah. And what about these assholes that said we could have like 15,000 male have unfollowed her because she came out? I'm like, you're still going to look at the pictures that she'd done.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all,
like, goodbye. She'll need you. She's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, diamond
dozen. I like the idea that these people are following her because, like, maybe she'll go out with me.
Yeah. Right. You know? It's like, oh, gee. No, that's like the other thing. When they go and meet her, you know, they go to, like, the spectacular whatever, area. It's like, oh, I seen it in her eyes. She really loves me. You know, well, how can you tell? It's like, she dot the eyes, like, with a heart. You know, only for me. You know? And then they become serial killers. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
What made you do this? Elvira made me a star.
Yeah.
And we've seen it in real life. It's, you're right. Yeah. It's insane.
did. It's like, you know, it's like, they made me do it. You know, I'm like, wait, why? What are you talking about? I didn't do nothing.
Was it, you know? Was it Hinckley that shot Reagan for Jodie Foster? Isn't that the story?
Yeah.
The reason I bring that up is because he is also a recording musician, apparently. Fun fact.
Are we talking about Reagan and the monkey, or no?
No, John Hinckley, who shot Reagan.
Oh, okay. You know, I was questioning that whole monkey thing with, you know, Ronald Reagan. You know, Michael Jackson was around. He did the backward future thing, and, you know, he did the back to the future. It's like, hey, here's my monkey. Uh-huh. You know, and then go right back. That was a bad imitation of Michael Jackson, folks. I don't know. Yeah. Again, there's another person that likes theaters too much in his own house, no less, with a zoo and children. How can you have your kids hanging out at Michael Jackson's ranch and then know about these becomings? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, he's Michael Jackson. Okay. So, I'm not even going to go with the president thing, because I don't even talk about, like, politics or religion or anything like that. But, hence, we talked about, you know, the ministers. And, but, what else is there? I forgot there was something else I had. So, TV series. Do you do, like, TV series, like say, Netflix or anything like that, where you just go for straight, you know, like, gold, I mean, like, Silver Star fucking movies?
So we're usually movies, but a couple of things. One, we're trying to develop some sort of series weekly thing where we'll talk about a show, do it episode by episode, week by week. We have yet to pick a show. That would be another thing that would, you know, if the people told us what they wanted, that would be cool. But also at the beginning of each of our episodes, we have a weekly watch list, which is just where we share whatever we watched that week and give recommends and stuff. And I'd say that's where we talk about a lot of TV.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I got, like, some suggestions. There's The Boys, which I'm going to start watching it today. But I've seen the first season, second season, and I'm going to watch the third one. But there is one show on Netflix called Warrior Nun. I don't know if you know what that is.
No. But
basically, there's a girl, and she was set into a, you know, where the nuns go. I forgot what they call it as it is, but she has powers, you know, and they have like some kind of thing. They put like a, you know, certain apparatus on her, but she has all these like powers and everything else. She can run fast. She could, you know, she's strength and everything else, but you know, battery, I don't know. It's like one season already. Now they're doing a second season, but it's really fun. It's really cool. And it's set like in, I believe, Italy. I'm not sure, but it's really cool aspect, and a lot of violence, a lot of not gore, but you know, more like action packed. But it has your typical, you know, like, hey, you know, let's talk about our feelings, you know, like that kind of thing or some shit. And then there's another one called Lock and Key.
I watched the first episode or two of that like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I never picked it up again. Not because it was bad. It was just one of those things that fell off.
Yeah, because no, they had like, they're on their third season. I think they did a second season after that mishap where I call it the shutting down process. I don't call it COVID. I call it shutting down process. Because that's what happened. Everything fucking just shut down. So, but, you know, they came up and they did the whole thing. And it's really a, so folks, the synopsis of that show is a family that lost their father due to a shotgun, I mean not shotgun, due to a gun, and was killed. They went to his house, where it was a family house, and it's called a lock house. And this kid, you know, younger son, we call it, goes around and he finds these keys. That keys are just like, activates anything. So there's a key that goes into the back of your neck that unlocks your brain. And wake up, Tyler! Oh, he's frozen.
Is he frozen?
Or I think he's frozen.
Sitting really still.
Yeah.
It's tough because You can never tell if somebody's screen is frozen or if they just broke mentally and they're just holding a position.
He just actually looks like look, he just woke up. Apparently, were you sleeping?
I was asleep. No, my network connection is horrible right now. Sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
Man, it looked like you were asleep. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, wake the fuck up.
It was just, I froze mid-blink.
So anyway, back to the lock and key. So there's a key for every fucking thing. You can open a door, and the door goes to every whatever you think of, you're going to be there. There's a door that you open it up, and you're a ghost. You can fly around. So there's a lot of mysterious kind of things, and there's actually a key that you could change your appearance, where you put it underneath your chin, turn the key, and you could turn into the last person you've seen. So if you've seen Pamela Anderson, then you're Pamela Anderson, yeah.
Is that what Lily James did to be in Pam and Tommy? That must have been it.
Probably, yeah. It's like, oh, wait, yeah, they got something going on right here. I'm just going to go here. Yeah, but that's crazy. Then they made Tommy and Pam, Tommy and Pam fucking movie. That guy, man, he looked like just like Tommy Lee, and I'm like, I wonder if everything else is. I don't know. Maybe he was in that room with Pee Wee Herman. I'm like, hey, Pee Wee, pass the Kleenex. Okay, yeah.
it's funny.
This is a good movie.
So for me personally, when I think about watching TV series, I'm always like, oh, you know, it's a lot of time and commitment to watch a TV series, you know, unless it's like something I'm really interested in, like The Boys or Obi-Wan. But then again, I think about it, and I'm rewatching this series on Netflix called I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson about once a week. It's a sketch comedy series. It's like, it's very bizarre, weird humor, but it's absolutely hilarious. And I know all three of us on the pod are super big fans of it.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to check it out myself, too. You ever tried, there's a series called Kids in the Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got the new series coming out. Oh, my God. That is just like, the very first episode, it just knocks you on your feet. Yeah. Talk about naked people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for the spoiler, people, but you know, watch the thing. You'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah. And they come up with some crazy shit. You know, it's like, oh, hey, we got a fax machine. It's the last one in existence. Let's send a whole bunch of stuff out and see how it goes. And they're like, okay, it's going good. The one lady's behind them is like, Your faxing is interrupting my thought patterns. I'm like, wait, what? I
caught a couple episodes of the reboot series so far.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We call it. I was like, all right, you know, I can watch this more and more.
Yeah.
There's another series, a Mike Myers Netflix series. I can't remember the fucking...
The Pentaveret.
Yeah, the Pat... Oh, yes. That is... It's like 6 episodes, but it's well worth it to watch. So...
Yeah, maybe, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah. It's he plays every fucking guy.
Yes, he does. It was interesting. I put it on as I was kind of working on some stuff one night, and at the end of it, I was like, I was entertained by a lot of it, but...
Yeah.
Some of it, I don't know if my time was well spent still. I'm not sure. I liked it. I don't know if I liked it that much.
I sat there, I'm like, you know, on my laptop, and I'm, you know, like you're saying, doing some stuff, and then there it is, and I'm like, all right, you know, because my girlfriend was telling me about it, and she goes, this is something you'll probably watch. I'm like, all right, and I got looking at it, and I just sat there, and I watched, like, the whole 6 episodes, like, all in one night, you know, just continuous. And I was like, yeah, all right, now I gotta wait for the next season. The fuck?
Mm.
Yeah. Any of you Stranger Things fans?
I am not.
Okay, next question. So, because I see everybody going, no, not really.
Well, I saw the first 3. I'm just not caught up on the new season yet.
Well, you're going to be like William because there's going to be a second part. So if you watch the third one and the fourth one, and they're going to do a like continuation in next month, actually. So, but hold on, let me write that down. Not Stranger Things. The Patavarans. Whatever. So, once I start spelling it out on Google, it'll spell itself out, yeah. Like it always does.
Like it's always reliable.
Yeah, it's always good. Especially when they had that line, you're like, oh shit, click it, and it's like, oh, there we go. There's the right spelling. Mm-hmm. Instead of you trying to look it up, like, how do we spell this? I don't know. But all right, folks. So we get into that part where we are gonna have the guests tell where you can find them at, and all pretty much we know how the podcast does and entails when you listen, where they can find you.
Tyler, what do you got?
He's got frozenness.
Oh, he's frozen.
He's reading Braille. So
he's practicing his lines his part in Nope.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Am I back?
Yeah, I hear
you. You're here.
Am I back now?
Yeah.
Man, he did that without moving his lips. He's a ventriloquist.
Every time I speak, it just says connection unstable. All right.
Tyler's unstable, folks. Is this true, guys? Is he unstable?
We don't usually talk about it, but
can you hear me still?
We'll do it in the next episode.
just move on without me.
All right. Well, our pod socials. We have an email, which is silverscreensaverspod@gmail.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are @screensaverspod, and our Facebook is Silver Screen Savers Podcast.
Very good, very good. And you can follow me at Linktree, linktr.ee/tattoosquidpodcast. That's TATUSQUID, all one word. And you got a whole bunch of links that you get on there. Plus, what was the one I just recently put on there? Snapchat. So, yes, folks, I did. I love Snapchat. It has the filters and everything else.
Yeah.
You can do some crazy fucking shit. And you can do the same thing with TikTok, too. But, where I'm on that, too. I'm on TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitch. I still have to figure that fucker out. And what did I say? YouTube, Instagram, and you go to Anchor too. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. Good pods, and then you go to the store and just buy a lot of shit because I got to put money for a house. Come on, folks, help me out here. Hook a brother up, they say.
That housing market isn't getting any better either.
No, especially when I'm doing the me and my girlfriend are getting a. They call it a manufactured home, but it's a trailer as it is, but not much of a trailer. It looks like a regular home. So it's very, I'm not gonna say inexpensive, but it's a lot less expensive than getting a real big house. So if you really just want to have a house that says that it's your house, then you go and do the manufactured home. That's where we're in the midst of doing. We put money down. We're just waiting to be approved for the park area, and they're very picky. Certain areas are very picky about who they want. I'm like, but you got the biker gang over there, and just because I got a mohawk doesn't mean I'm a mean guy.
Yeah,
right.
I'm a cuddly teddy bear. So,
you're a cuddly squid.
The cuddly squid, well, yeah, that too. But sometimes the squid can be like a teddy bear. Sometimes like,
Mina's got extra arms to hug with, so.
Yeah, the suction cups are like, you know. Especially when they're like, okay, can you let me go now? Okay. Yeah, but.
just don't get. There's a scene in the first few episodes of The Boys speaking of, well, technically it's an octopus, not a squid, but it could be a bit triggering to a squid. So just giving you that trigger warning there.
Don't worry.
Very effective scene, but
especially when you see like the first season of like the first episode of the first season, and you know, this mm-hmm. is, I'm gonna reenact something. We call that, me and my girlfriend just sitting there like, it's like, all right, it's on. It's like, yeah. Excited, and all of a sudden, the first like 10 minutes, it's like, oh, isn't that so cute? He's walking with his girlfriend, and blood. Mm-hmm. They're like, the fuck happened? And then they showed the remake, you know, the recap, you know, like that, and then the speedster went right through him, like, oh, shit! Wow! And that was my expression. My girlfriend was like, what the fuck? What did we get ourselves into? And especially the guy that looks like Aquaman is having sex with different fucking animals. Anyway, so.
No, I didn't know that was happening. Guys, you're trying to get me to watch this show.
Absolutely watch the show, Mike.
Yeah,
you 100%.
Yeah, even I'm joining in on this, Michael. Yeah, that we could. You got to see this. This is like some crazy shit.
So. I'll just watch the animal, the Rob Schneider movie. It's the same thing. If I need man on animal action.
Okay. No, there's a lot of blood and gore kind of thing. I don't know if you're a blood and gore kind of guy.
No, I'll take. Do you mind if I ask you a question? Speaking of blood and gore.
Yes, I like it. What?
So I'm wondering, you're a horror movie fan, right?
Yes.
What horror movie do you think that you would be most likely to survive?
Now we're talking about. Like every horror or one specific?
Pick any that you want.
Chucky.
What's your strategy?
Fucking kick the fucker. That's about it. It's a fucking doll. What do you want? You know, it's like, oh my God, you got a hold of me. You know, and just kick him and then throw him and then light him on fire.
With someone like Chucky, I feel like his biggest advantage is the element of surprise and people not expecting that this doll is going to come to life and attack. And by the time
Chucky's disadvantage is height.
Exactly.
You know, he's like, you know, he can hide places. Yeah, you know, I was always like, you remember Friday 13th? Oh, not Friday. Jason versus Freddy.
Yeah.
Now I was always asking. I haven't really asked it, but I haven't got a chance to. What genre of horror icons would you want to see go against each other? Now, you have your Jason versus Freddy. That's one. Anything else that comes to mind?
I want to see the alien from Alien taking on, like, Leatherface.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, especially with the chainsaw and all that. Yeah, I can see that happening. We're going to put that down on the thingy. Yeah.
To cite a couple more recent movies, I want to see Black Phillip the Goat from The Witch take on the old couple from X. That's a throw.
He threw a whamboozy on that mom right there.
I think I would want to see Pamela Voorhees come back from her grave and take on anybody.
Oh, pretty much, you know, Pamela Voorhees versus the world.
Yeah, that would be great.
I want, like, a multiversal, like, have all the Mike Myers come back to face each other. Everyone who's played Mike Myers.
Yeah, 80-year-old Mike Myers, he's so old now.
Well, no, I would like to see, like, Mike Myers versus Jason. Because they have, like, somewhat the thing. They don't grab any kind of fucking killing utensil. It, you know, their disposal as it is. I like to see that, but then the funniest one I like to see is a Leprechaun versus fucking Chucky.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting. That'd be interesting and like very fucking weird. You know, they're like, listen, we're not gonna get no good guys, and we're gonna hate fucking St. Patrick's Day. You know,
I think maybe I would like to see Jaws versus the T-Rex from Jurassic Park, because neither of them could get near one another. So it'd be interesting to see who would win.
Nice. I like that. That was good. You know what? I haven't done a Jaws one, so there you go, and a T-Rex.
When Tyler was talking about Mike Myers, I was still stuck on the Pentaveret, so I thought he meant the comedian Mike Myers.
just Mike Myers versus other Mike Myers.
Like Mike Myers is have Shrek come to life and have Shrek fight like Austin Powers or something. I don't know.
No, we call it Fat Bastard. You gotta have him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have a Fat Bastard. He goes, get in my belly.
Yeah.
Or the gold guy, the gold member.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like me gold. Yeah. Oh, no. Him versus the fucking leprechaun.
Gold member versus leprechaun. Oh, that, yeah.
That could work.
Yeah, I feel like gold. Leprechaun would want to possess gold member.
Yeah, there you go. He'd be like, haha. No, you're not getting out. No. Folks, we're just going a little nuts on this, but it is very entertaining nonetheless. There's a lot of good movies that can be made of. Hollywood, if you're listening, because we know you have no original thought in your fucking head, because you like to do fucking remakes and reboots and rebuttals and everything. Anything that has a rewatch, you know.
What would your reboot, what do you want a reboot done of that hasn't been done?
Me, I don't want no fucking reboot. I want original fucking movies. That's what I want, you know. I'm like, look, the movies that we've seen, like Hellraiser. Hellraiser versus Aliens. That's what I'm thinking of, too. So,
yeah.
But you got Hellraiser, Aliens, you know, Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, all the horror movies right there. Those are original. Those are original. No matter how many you're going to fucking make, they're original. You know, it is an original, like the miniseries and all that. They had to do the remake. Yeah, I don't like fucking remakes. There's like one remake that I do like and I don't mind it, and it was Cowboy Bebop. And I don't know if you're an anime fans, but they really done the show the way the cartoon would be in anime. So, and I looked at, you know, and that was like my pet peeve. I look at something and I try to see what is wrong with it. You know, like, oh, they made this guy look, you know, like, oh, he's not Asian. He's supposed to be white, or, you know, he's supposed to be this, or he's supposed to be that. And they screw it up all the time. And yeah. So, but then I looked at it and my girlfriend's like, so what'd you think? I'm like, I fucking like it. And then they had to cancel it. I'm like, you motherfuckers. You know, one TV show I like, and you had to cancel it. Fucking Hollywood.
Mm.
Yes, I'm not going to get sponsored by Hollywood at all.
just Hollywood in general.
Yeah, Hollywood in general. Yeah, that was it. Maybe they could put me on the Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2. Yeah. You know, the lure of Jessica Rabbit. Yeah.
Hint, it was Squid.
Squid. Oh, there you go. Squid and Jessica Rabbit. Yeah, there we go. You know, there's some black ink. No, anyway. Imagine, I swear to God, I was actually watching that. We call it, you know, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and I'm looking at Jessica Rabbit, and I'm like, was the guy watching porn and then said, I'm going to make a cartoon of her, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Is she Jessica, very cartoonishly looking attractive female?
Actually, you know who'd be a good pairing? You have Jessica Rabbit versus the girl from Cool World.
Everyone's favorite Cool World.
But I forgot who what was the actress's name? Shit. Well, anyway, the one that played the hot looking blonde cartoon. We call it, you know, Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, Kim Basinger.
Yeah. So, you know, do it like that. But folks, we are getting to the end, and we said our, you know, where you can find everybody and And hell, you could find, you know, Pee Wee Herman at a, you know, theater somewhere near you. And
hopefully not.
Hopefully not. In a back alley lot somewhere, you know, like, hey, you know, I'm going to the movie theater called Stickers. Yeah. And folks, if you have stickers, you know, you can go and swap stickers. Yeah. And that's not the way I wanted to go. But anyway, so thank you for being on the podcast. I hope you had fun. I hope you had a great time. I had an awesome time. You know, and everybody, you know, it's Friday. Drink, be merry. Just don't drive. What else is there? There's that Juneteenth. I don't know if anybody is this like a real holiday?
It is, yes.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. They were saying, oh, we got off. I'm like, I'm looking. I'm like, Juneteenth. I have no idea. I'm not trying to be indecisive or trying to be offensive about it. I just don't know the holiday, you know. So I gotta look it up, I guess.
So, well, I don't want to be the one. I don't have the most complete understanding, but generally, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, it is the day of celebration of the last American slaves being freed.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
That's on Sunday, but it's going to be observed on the Monday.
Yeah. So, but I work nights, so I'm going to have to work on that Monday. So, oh, well. Hey.
Also, Father's Day coming up.
On Sunday, actually.
On Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. So, folks, get your, this is going to be out way after Father's Day, but to the people in the past, hopefully you got something nice for your father. You know, don't give him a tie. Don't give him, you know, hula girl that you put on the dashboard, you know, that, you know, whatever, you know. Unless they like that, you know, Pee Wee Herman would want a porno star hanging from the, I'm getting too much into it. Anyway, so, you know, let's all go to Stickers and everybody on this dais is looking at me like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? I don't know. It's the feeling of being very hot outside soon. So, and then we're all going to be having air conditions and our money's going to go out of our pockets into investors. Oh, well, anyway. So, folks, I'm going to go and talk to the guys a little bit. And you guys, everybody else, have a great weekend. And happy Father's Day, if I haven't really said up to anybody. But so, everybody say goodbye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Or,
thank
or we
you.
Could be that, what is that, that Chuck Woolery going, yeah, but no, we're not doing that. You know. Oh, what the hell? Damn you, Pee-wee. No, I was just kidding. So.
That's all, folks.